Leishur Chelik Aleph, Daf Kuf Pei Zayin. This is the 8th chapter. The Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, Perek Zayin, B'mechitza B'inineh, the concept of the mechitza, a partition, a separation. Yesh b'nevi'im mishir'eh Hashem Yisbarach b'chayim mechitzas rabois. Among the Nevi'im, there were those who saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu from behind numerous partitions, separations. U'mehem mishir'u me'achalim mechitzas mu'atis. Some of them saw him through fewer separations. Dependent on their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their level, achievement in Nevoah. Ad Shamu, to the point where Chazal make the point about Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom ra Hashem Yisbarach me'acharei mechitza achas behira. He saw him from behind one partition, only one, and it is very clear. He's referring to the statement of Chazal about the aspaklaria me'ira. V'akavana b'zeh, what do they mean by this, says the Rambam? Me'inyan mashu ma'alecha v'hu sha'ma'alois, when you speak about levels or achievements, mehen ma'alois sichliois, or mehen ma'alois amidois. When you speak about ma'alois, some of them are intellectual accomplishments, some of them are on the level of midois. So when a person has certain ma'alois, we speak about both those aspects. Vechen ha'pechitiois, which is the opposite of ma'alois. When a person has shortcomings, mehen ha'pechitiois sichliois, mehen ha'pechitiois amidois. Some of them are intellectual shortcomings, and some are shortcomings in midois. When a person has too much ta'ava, ve'agava, ve'arogiz, ve'akas, ve'azus, ve'vasa mamoin, all of these midos, ve'adomelein mehen rabois beis. There are obviously numerous such things. Now, ve'elu ha'pechitiyois kulam heim mechitzois amavdilois ben adam uven Hashem Yisborach. These shortcomings are the ones that constitute these separations between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'amar ha'novi meba'er zitz, the statement of the Navi that clarifies in Yeshayahu, your avoinois separated you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoyimar, what the Navi is saying is, she'avoinois seinu, v'heim elu aroz. The Rambam understands, avoinois are not specifically transgressions, but these things that we mentioned above, the shortcomings that are within the person's character, v'heim elu haroiz she'zachanu, the Navi tells us, "Heima mechitzos amavdilos benenu venoizbarach." Those are the separations between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elu hamidos v'chayitze behen, heima mechitzos, ben Hashem Yisbarach im ha'nevim aleim ha'shalim. So these midos and similar ones, they are the actual separation between Hashem and the Nevi'im. U'mi sheyesh lo shtei midos ha'gimel bilti memutzos. A Navi has two or three midos which are not perfectly in the middle, you know, according to his idea of the golden mean, if they're not perfectly aligned. Ne'emar b'se, about him, Chazal would say, Shira Hashem Yisbarach me'acharei beis mechitzos ha'gimel, that he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu from behind two or three mechitzos. Ad kan the Rambam. Kan gila ha'Rambam es seida shel kirvas ha'elokim v'arachuk mimenu Yisbarach. The Rambam here reveals the idea, the concept, the profound concept of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and distance from him. Kol mida ra'a mechitzai b'neinu levenu Yisbarach. Every mida ra'a is a separation, so it's a wall of sorts between us and him. Corresponding to the abundance of negative midos in the person, so too the separation between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just the author tells us to pay attention how far this goes. We're not talking about ordinary people of here. Even on the levels of Nevoah, at the very peak of human achievement, nonetheless, the Nevi'im are distinguished from one another in accordance with the extent to which they've managed to perfect those defects in the midos and intellect, even then. To summarize, kirvas elokim einena inyan shel regesh, ela shel shviras mechitzos. Kirvas elokim is not something that has to do with just emotion. It has to do with Shviras Mechitzos, which is obviously a long-term project, something that requires the consistent application of effort, not just you feel like it, or you're in the mood, or whatever it is. Kol nekuda shel ra bekirbeinu, every point within ourselves, a point that isn't good, she'anu mevatlim o metaknim, that we either eliminate or correct, mizgala tachta nekuda shel kirvas elokim. And behind it, what's revealed then is a corresponding point of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the separation is removed. A conclusion that we can draw is this. Regesh shel kirvas habore. When a person senses some sort of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, המסוירר בקרבנו בקבוס ניצחון על עצמנו, that is aroused through victory of ourselves, when we're victorious of ourselves in the sense of some sort of correction or elimination of something negative, and then a person feels a closeness, זהו רגש אמיתי. One can be certain that that's a true, a sincere feeling, שאין יד הדמיון באמצע, without דמיון being involved and deluding us. בזה מסגלה לנו יסוד בתורה ובעבודת האדם. Thereby we reveal a fundamental idea in Torah, in Avodah in general, הילך ונשכח בדורנו, which is progressively forgotten in our generation. מוסכם גם אצלנו, we all accept, it's taken for granted, כי העיקר הוא להיות בעל מידי סטובויס ולעשות מעשים טובים. The עיקר is to have מידי סטובויס and to do good things. אבל נעלם מאיתנו לגמרי, what people forget is כי מוכרחים לסור מרע כדי לעשות טוב. In order to accomplish that good, a person has to be sar mera, is obviously paraphrasing pasuk in Tehillim, ya sur mera vasei toiv. One has to have a program to engage that negative element within oneself, which is the mechitza according to the Rambam, in order to achieve the good. Hanilcham im hara, a person who battles those shortcomings, bekirboi, within himself, what he's doing is, again, demolishing those separations, those partitions between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ובמקום מחיצה אחת, where they stood that wall, יוכל לבנות מידה והנהגה טובה, he can now build a correct conduct, שאין נגיעה רעה מרבס בה, without evil being mixed into it, וזהו טוב אמיתי, לא טוב מדומה. That's true good, it's not imaginary good. ולא ינדע, he says, I don't know אם יש בזה עניין טבעי או סייעתא דשמיא, whether something natural over here, or it's a particular act of divine assistance. במקום, this particular phenomenon that he's going to describe now, במקום כל נטייה רעה, שאדם יצליח לבטל ותקן, in the place of every negative tendency that a person managed to eliminate or to repair, הוא מויצא בקרבו יקלוס מיוחדת, he'll find within himself particularly easy להשיג דבר טוב, to attain something good in its stead, after he's eliminated the bad, ואף מסגלה בלבו איזה מהלך של עליין. You'll find it easier to find some path of growth. נהרסה מחיצה, once that wall, that partition, particular conduct or מידה, whatever it is destroyed, ונמצא מעיין תחתיה, when we'll find a spring underneath that wall. בעיר מים חיים. To elaborate on this. Al Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom Yadu Lanu Shebein Shalosh Shanim Yikiyos Bo'oi. Chazal, the Midrash says that he was three when he recognized his creator. Ach Kitzad Yigi Lakara Zeh, what was the trigger for this? Omar Rabbi Abba, Hayetze Hara Doimei Lelistim Shafuf. Hayetze Hara resembles a weak criminal, a robber. Shaya Yeshev Befashat Lachim, who used to lurk there by a crossroads. Kol man de omar hav amar, whenever somebody would pass, he would emerge and say, hav ma de alach, your man or your life. Ovar pikeach echad, but then one day an intelligent person passed, v'ra'ash in bo tucheles l'gzalo klum, and you recognize that this robber does not have the capacity to rob him bichlal. Hischil echad etoy. So the smart person started beating up the robber. That's the mashal. The nimshal, kach kama de roi sibed yetzirah. Yetzirah managed to destroy entire generations, Dor Enoish, when there was introduction of Avodah Zarah, the Dor HaPelagah, the dispersion, Dor HaMabul, the flood. Very amazing accomplishments for the Yetzirah. Kivan Shomad Avraham Avinu V'ra'a She'in Bo Techeles. Once Avraham Avinu came on the scene and saw that this robber doesn't have the capacity, he started to beat up the Yetzirah. Hadar Dor Omar, it's hinted in the Pasuk in Tehillim Peites, וחטויתי מפניו צרב ומסנאה וגויף. That's the midrash. It says, אמור מעטה, כיצד זכה אברהם אבינו להכרה זה? How did Avraham Avinu actually earn that הכרה, that recognition? How did he come close to הקדוש ברוך הוא? הורס עשה מחיצה. The midrash makes it clear, this idea of beating up, of breaking, of demolishing the מחיצה. והיא קירס בו, ממילא, once the wall isn't there, one can see. Once a person destroys enough of these petitions, you can see more and more clearly. Uvli laharos ha-mechitza, without doing that, bli lechateis es ha-yetzer, without beating up the yetzer ha-ra, if shalaki, it's not possible. Not possible to be just oise toiv without the sur mera, because without the sur mera, those walls are there. kihein es zelu maze asay lokim, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates things always in balance, tum'a mul kedusha. It's always tum'a opposite kedusha, v'chol odo v'midah shemechuberim latum'a. As long as, and to the extent that a person is connected to tum'a, he mastira v'chotzetzes b'fnei kedusha. It still separates him and holds him back from kedusha. It's not possible to just do la'aseh tov. There must be sur mira as well. Now, v'lama nikra koyach kabir ze. Why is this gigantic force, she'ibed adores gdolim, that managed to destroy entire generations? Why is it called listim shafuf? A weak outlaw. Yan, as we've said this idea before, who koyach tomi, it's true that it is a colossal force, aval al sikhli, it is irrational. It cannot withstand the onslaught of a healthy mind. Like we said in one of the recent chapters, that it's irrational. Anger, we gave examples of anger and tava and these. And they're not rational things. So when one attacks the Yetzirah with a strong, healthy mind, it collapses. The more a person strengthens his intellect, he should use that to put the effort to destroy those mechitzes, la sur mira. Avoida miyochedesi avorena. This is a particular form of avoida for us. Lisragel besur mira. To accustom ourselves to do this. Ulvaseis eschayenu. To found our lives al yedi asara. First of all, knowledge, that we always said, self-knowledge. Knowing the bad within ourselves. Vehaselida mimenu bechol tzurusav. And then to recoil from it, to find it, to develop a revulsion towards it in all of its forms, whether it's Shilton Yetzer, that particular form, or Ilama Demyoin, whether it's a form of immersion in fantasy, or Midos Rois. Hasagas Satoiv, Vargashas Kedusha. So then to attain good and to attain feelings of Kedusha, Tavor Me'al, they will come by themselves. Like we said, once the partitions are removed, Memeile, one has access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those hargashos, one doesn't really need to look for particular ways to attend. Tavoinim alein, they come by themselves. V'tizchazekna b'chol ha'shen etzlech l'su yisir mirah. They will become stronger and stronger the more a person manages to eliminate the evil. V'inei, b'tikun arba'as yesodos. This is a point that we've made already. When it came to discussing the arba'as yesodos, where we said that maim, for example, is desire for, in general, for physical satisfaction, and Aish was associated with the Gava. When we spoke about those recently, Matzanu tikkun mesuyam lechol echad mehem, we find a particular path in each one of them. There was a certain methodology. Lo yichenu legabei shilton yetzer v'adimyon. When it comes to the two other elements that we've been discussing, shilton yetzer and dimyon, it's not so. Sham ein tikkun mesuyam. There's no particular and specific approach to these things. Rak eranust midis. What counts here is constant alertness, uvikores atzmis harifa, and sharp self-criticism, self-analysis. Im la dimyoin ad matzal tikkun al yedei limud Torah. Even if we say that for dimyoin there's some repair through limud Torah, we said that very recently that in the previous chapter, that the Torah has the power to be mevatel dimyoin. It was two pages back when Kuf Peivav Torah mevateles dimyoin. The whole power of the Torah is to release oneself from the attraction of dimyoin. So we said that. There's some tikkun through limud Torah. Hare shiltoin hayetzer enu nirta gam bifnei tamid chacham. The idea of shiltoin hayetzer doesn't recoil even in front of a tamid chacham. Laskifo pitomu l'achshiloi, to mount a surprise attack and to make him stumble. Einanu el al adas, what we must focus on is oyehavei Hashem sin'u ra. To develop, to cultivate a hatred for Ra, ad kama shanu miskavim yaseh Hashem, when we speak about it in terms of drawing close to Hashem, yaseh lanu yisachek mira. The focus, the practical focus, must be on eliminating the evil. V'chol mabateinu yezeh, our approach, our gaze, our agenda should be limtzoi latzmenu gdarim, to develop certain gdarim in terms of conduct, certain lines, as we've said many times, there are certain fences, whatever, in terms of conduct, bifnei hara asher bikirbeinu. Loi al hasagoi sramos yichi adam. Man does not live, he's paraphrasing pasuk in Koheles, right? Lo alechem levodo yichi adam. Loi al hasagoi sramos yichi adam. Man doesn't live by high ideals, high, very lofty perceptions. Ki al gderim verichuk mireich yadam. Man lives by concrete things. Again, there, a person sets a certain mode of conduct for himself that protects him from certain evil within himself. And that's a conduct that day by day, concrete and solid and well-defined. The whole point of a gader is that it defines a certain area. You put up a fence. This is where I act and not beyond it. Again, the point that you made before, the more a person manages to rise above the bad, the closer he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without having to make any effort. Mimele, like you said above, it comes. Mimele, once one destroys that wall of the mechitza, underneath it he'll find the well. Perhaps these words ring out as dry and sad. And it's a mistake. The truth is that Yiras Chet, which is a term one can use for this entire description, is an expression of an inner life which is full of depth and growth. It's dynamic and it's full of vitality. These are the very famous words of the Gaon b'Mishlei Daled. The Pasuk says, Achazek b'Musar al teref, grasp onto Musar as a program in life, do not let go. Notzra, guard it, ki hi chayecha, it is your life. And the Gro comments here, ki ma she'adam chay, the point of a person being alive is, hu kedei lishboir ma she'loi sheva aden ha'is ha'mida, is to break another negative midah that he hasn't yet had the chance to do. Lachen tzerich tamid lishchazek, and therefore a person must always grow stronger, ve'im lo yishchazek, if he doesn't do it, lama lo yichayim, what's the point in his life? But the whole point, this whole thing revolves around life. This program is what gives life. It's not something that is bedieved and sad and depressing. On the contrary, the kavana lemaseh, again in practice, the idea in practice, chatira temidis lodas atzmenu levakeh atzmenu, a constant effort, a constant drive, we would call it, to know ourselves and to criticize, but criticize constructively, to levakir, to make a bikuris, to know, to search, to find out where my conduct is not correct, where there are flaws and shortcomings, uleharegish bidvarim amazikim lanu, to sense those things that are negative spiritually, to sense them, that particular way that I speak, that particular way that I eat, that particular way that I look at, whatever it is, to sense those things that are spiritually destructive, mibli lehoyoresetelim, without rationalizing, without finding all sorts of excuses as to why it's permitted. That in practice, you know, one doesn't have to have all sorts of lofty conceptions of kedusha in order to do this. Just where and to be honest about it and not to be moireheter. Examples: lemakom shetzvuya lanu nefila. If you know that there's a place that most likely will lead me to drop a little bit, whatever it is, the mall or a particular party, whatever it is, lo yalech, don't go. If you can avoid going there, that's a simple, concrete, straightforward, well-defined thing, not to go. Im chaverim hagurmin l'rifyein, whether it's certain colleagues or whatever it is that causes a weakness that we know, lo yischaber, so not to develop such relationships. Be'asakim ha'mavirim asal al da'ateinu, certain involvements, whether it's a hobby or an involvement on behalf of someone, whatever it is, that is mavi asal al da'ateinu. It causes certain damage to our das, lo yilasa, not to be involved, to leave it. Hein chokhma rabo yirashet. That's a pasuk, yeah? I think it's in Mishnei. Yishis chokhma yirashet. That's a point. Chokhma rabo yirashet. Yirashet is a wisdom. There's a tremendous, as we said before, vitality to it, and wisdom. One has to be constantly aware, analyzing, and drawing the necessary conclusions. Adkan.